Good day. Welcome to a Durban Christian Centre South Ministry message. Durban Christian Centre was established by Dr. Fred and Nellie Roberts as a house of prayer for all nations and truly is a place where miracles happen. Our focus is to win the lost and to make disciples of all nations. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Krobler.
Are you blessed today? Everybody say, I'm happy. I'm healthy, I'm blessed, I'm anointed, I'm filled with the power of God. Sunday is great, but Monday is better. Sunday is great, Monday is better. Glory to God. Why? Because Monday I'll start walking in every new thing I learned on Sunday. Amen. Praise God. Now, today is quite a sad day for the church because, I don't know if you know this, but our prophet Kim Clement passed away at the age of 60. How many of you knew Kim Clement? Amen. I see quite a bit of us knew Kim Clement. And of course, he was the prophet worship leader at Durban Christian Center for many years. And he passed away at the age of 60. And as a church, we extend our condolences to Jane and all the kids, the family. And we pray that God would bless them. But you know, he was such a tremendous influence and a true prophet of God. And I realize that many people don't know him. So I put together a little clip just so that you can see what a prophet's all about. And we're gonna just celebrate the life of the prophet. But, you know, prophecy is so important. The word of God revealed by the prophet is crucial because the Bible says that God does nothing. In the book of Amos 7:2, it says God does nothing unless he reveals it through his prophets. In other words, a prophetic word is my lifeblood. How do you know that the main message of the prophets through the Old Testament was the coming of the Messiah? Amen. And so the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 2 verse 20, it says, believe the Lord and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and so shall you prosper. Hallelujah. Everybody say, the word of God causes me to be established. The word of the prophet causes me to prosper. Amen. And so it's so crucial that we receive the word of God. And because it's by revelation. And just something you guys know, we've been here many years, and then God gave us a revelation of start the work in the bluff, and it's a word of the prophet. We just stepped out, and God's done it. Amen. That's why the Bible says the church is established by the apostles and the prophets. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Tell your neighbor, here's a great lesson. The church. Tell your neighbor, now hear me carefully. The church is established on the apostles and the prophets. God does nothing unless he reveals it through his prophets. So does God start a new church because somebody got upset with the senior pastor and ran off? Took half the flock? Does he? No. So we must be careful because the enemy's out after your soul. I wasn't going to speak about this right now, but let me tell you, the enemy's after your soul. And I've seen too many people run off, split churches, run off. Those people go with them, and it's exciting for a year, exciting for 2 years, but then they reap what they've sown. And suddenly there's nothing, because if you start something by your own will, you're going to have to keep it going. Are you with me? And then the next moment, that whole thing shut down, those people leave, they leave the flock, half the flock is scattered, the other half is backslidden, and a remnant might make it back to the house of God. So be very careful. Tell your neighbor, be careful. The house is established on the apostles and the prophets. Tell your neighbor, I'm giving you a true word in the name of Jesus. Amen. And so the Bible says, believe his prophets and you will prosper. Amen. So I gain from that the prophetic word is my lifeblood. Amen. It's so important that we hear from the Lord. Because when the word comes, His word sets a path before me. How many of you know that the word of God is of the kingdom? Everybody say the word is a kingdom word. If you're going to live in a kingdom word, you have to live in it by faith. Amen. That's why often a kingdom word runs in a way in your natural life, doesn't seem like it, but by faith I'm living by what the word says, and the moment I do, the Bible says there shall be a highway there. Amen. So it might be difficult, but I'm walking in the highway. It might seem impossible, but I'm walking in a kingdom word. Amen. It might seem like I'm going nowhere, but I'm going exactly where God has purposed me to go. Amen. The kingdom is upon us. It's within us. Hallelujah. And when you walk in the light of His word, you walk on the highway of God. I've often wondered, Isaiah 35:8, there shall be a highway there. It shall be called the way of holiness. And then it goes on to say that the wicked cannot walk there. The lion cannot walk there. The devourer cannot go there. And I say to myself, how can there be a road that they can't find? Because it's a way of righteousness and holiness. It's a walk of faith. And those of the world can't walk in that faith. Hallelujah. And so thank God that we walk by the divine inspiration. But let's just come back to the prophet. The prophet, of course, we know there's an office of a prophet. And then the Bible speaks about the gifts of the Spirit. And I'm going to preach to you next week, by the way. Tighten your belts. Prepare yourself. Because next week I'm going to preach to you about the powers of the age to come. Hallelujah. And God has ordained that we walk in the powers of the age to come. But, okay, let's just go back to the gifts of the Spirit. When God speaks about the gifts of the gifts of the Spirit are given to enable the different offices. Hallelujah. The apostle, the prophet, pastor, each evangelist. That's how He equips them. Hallelujah. And then it enables the church. How do you know that we can speak in tongues? How do you know that we have a word of tongues? We have interpretation. We have the gifts of healings. Amen. We've got the wonderful anointing of the Holy Ghost on our lives so that we can reveal the age to come. And so when you look at a prophet, a prophet's very different to a person that prophesies. Prophesying is not a prophet. And many people don't understand this because the Bible says all may prophesy. But the Bible says, are all prophets? No. So how can all prophesy but yet all are not prophets? Because the term prophecy or the gift of prophecy is, what does a person do when you prophet? When you prophesy, you exhort, you comfort, and you edify. Amen. So all may prophesy. All may exhort, comfort, and edify, but all don't have the word of wisdom, which is the gift of the prophet. Are you with me? The word of wisdom is the most important gift. It is the greatest gift. You know, we don't want to put one gift above the other, but Paul does make the distinction when he says, desire the best gift. The best gift, the top gift, is the word of wisdom. And I've heard people say the word of wisdom is knowledge rightly replied. Not so. Because that depends on your assembly. The word of wisdom is not that. The word of wisdom is a divine revelation of the purpose, the eternal purposes of God. And so when a prophet prophesies by the word of wisdom, that word shall come to pass. It's impossible that it doesn't. It's the counsels of the Almighty. It's what He has said. Somebody say amen. And so it's a supernatural revelation of the mind and the purpose of God communicated by the Holy Ghost. And so a prophet would prophesy, and when he prophesies, it's actually the word of wisdom. Amen. And often God would equip the prophet not only with a word of wisdom, which is a divine revelation of the of the counsels of God, but God would also give him the sister gifts with it. He'd get the word of knowledge. Amen. The word of knowledge is a divine supernatural understanding of facts that is not known by the natural man. God reveals those truths to him. And often the prophet also would have the gift of the discerning of spirits, so he can accurately identify what he's dealing with and speak. So the prophet, the fivefold prophet, has the gift of the word of knowledge. And would often have with it, he has the gift of the word of wisdom. And most times with it, the word of knowledge and the discerning of spirits. Hallelujah. And it's a great gift that God has given to the church. That's why when a person says he's a prophet and prophesies does not come to pass, you're supposed to stone him, because it was not the word of wisdom. It was not the counsels of God, because the counsels of God cannot be thwarted, changed, or adjusted. Are you with me? So when I'm talking about these gifts of the Spirit, it's an awesome thing. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you, but I'm praying for the church. I'm believing that shortly we're going to see the glory of God and the gifts of the Spirit breaking out in the house of God. Amen. Amen. But when you look at a prophet, we need the prophets of God in our lives. Hallelujah. And it's so important that when God speaks to you, that you start walking according to the divine revelation. Amen. Believe and so shall you prosper. The Bible says something amazing. It says, you shall be established. Established means he will set you and divinely position you. Believe his word, you shall be established. In other words, God will divinely position you. And when you're established, you're positioned at the starting blocks. How do you know that your starting position is crucial? If you're going to run the 100-meter sprint, you better not start in the parking lot. Hello? You better be at the starting line. Amen? So when God divinely positions you, he sets you according to the purpose that he has for your life. And so if you in this church, he set you here because he has planned certain things for you that is dependent on you being established where he wants you. Amen. And so you're established here today. And when you stand in the place God has established for you, your future is secure. Everybody lift your hand and say, while I'm where God placed me, my future is secure. Something else, when God establishes you, there's protection. Amen. Because I've seen people that say, oh, well, South Africa is so violent here. I'm going to leave for the sake of my children. It's amazing. Always for the sake of the children. Amen. Crazy, no? And then they leave. I watch them. This one couple. Oh, pastor, this country is going down the tubes. It is dangerous. And they've never seen any violence themselves. They personally had never been broken into, but fear spoke to them. Tell you never, God's not given me a spirit of fear. Never let fear move you. Are you with me? Never let intimidation move you. It's not the spirit of God. And so they left. They left here and they emigrated to the UK. They arrived in London. The next day they were mugged in London. Never been mugged in Joburg. The safest place for you to be is in the center of God's will. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Believe and you shall be established. Amen. You know, it's a very important point. Because if you allow God to establish you by faith, you're not going to allow fear. You're not going to allow anger. You're not going to allow Kentucky Fried Pastor messages. You're not going to allow, you know, chicken licking elders messages and what's wrong to move you. Because you identify that that is not the voice of the Spirit. Amen. And so you stand where God has for you. Amen. Like I said last week, come on, man. We are not wimps. We don't go where things are easy. Amen. You know, like that saying, I want to say it again. They say, don't go where you tolerate it. Go where you celebrate it. What a lot of baloney. Stand where you can make a difference. Be who God called you to be. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. And then he says, believe my prophets and you shall prosper. In other words, the prophetic word causes you to prosper. And that's not only money, it's body, soul, spirit, financially, relationally, everything about you shall prosper when you believe the prophet. Because the prophetic word is a kingdom word. It is a revelation of the way God planned things to be in heaven released to you. So you can walk on heaven in earth. Somebody say amen. Prosper. When you prosper, you break new territory. When you prosper, you step into new ground. When you prosper, you are fruitful. Amen. When you prosper, you grow, you increase. It's going well. When you prosper, it's all right. It's getting better. Amen. I think sometimes when you prosper, sometimes it looks like things are working against you. But I remember playing chess. When I was in the army, there was a guy that was a chess master. You know, he had just qualified as chess master and came to the army, and him and I played chess. Biggest mistake of my life. He played me like a violin. But I learned something as I played him and played him and played him. And I want to announce that I did beat him once. In a whole years of play. And I was so proud. But I learned something, that he was constantly drawing me into positions. He'd sometimes give up a queen. And the moment I take that queen, he got me. Amen. And so sometimes in your life, it might look like, hey, you're giving up a pawn here. But you know what? God's busy positioning you. He's busy getting you ready for checkmate, bruh. Oh man, those are the most lovely words that a person playing check can say. Checkmate. Initially, when you first start winning, it's checkmate, I got ya. But after a while, it's just that satisfaction. Checkmate. And you walk away like a man. Amen. But believe his prophets, you shall prosper. Listen, the word of God revealed to you will position you perfectly. It will set your life for you. And it's the most crucial thing. The most crucial thing is, be careful what you hear and who you listen to. Are you with me? Because if you're set by the word of God, the Bible says he starts doing some things. He does nothing unless he reveals it by his prophets. And once you hear and you start walking in, he starts doing. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we walk in the counsels. The Bible says, watch this. Psalm 33:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. And the thoughts of his heart to all generations. In other words, the word of wisdom, when it comes by the prophet, stands for generations. Man, I'd rather walk in that word. Hallelujah. When you walk in the word of God, it affects your generations. It sets your children where they should be. It establishes your grandchildren and your children's children and your great-great-grandchildren. Hallelujah. Starts walking in the highways of God. Amen. Come on now. Isn't it amazing that you and I, by being obedient and setting our lives where God wants, are affecting 3-4 generations to come? That is why often you'll find a person's a man of God, his children ends up in ministry or tremendously profitable in what they do. Amen. So when you look at a prophet, King Clement was a prophet. He had a true word of wisdom. And today our thoughts are with Jane and the kids and the family. You know that his wife Jane is Sister Nellie's sister's daughter. So Kim grew up, Kim got saved by NPE, was lying in the gutter. And I just thought of his name, Pastor Peter Fredericks, was walking along. He picked him up out of the gutter and he got saved there. And took him to Pastor Jimmy, took him to church, and the churches didn't want him, but Pastor Jimmy found him, brought him in, he became his youth leader and his worship leader. And from there, he always says Pastor Fred stole Kim from him because he introduced Jane to Kim. Hallelujah. And so they got married and they moved to Durban. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad they became the prophets in the house and led the worship, etc. But tremendous man of God, tremendous gift. And many years ago, God called him to America and established the ministry over there, but he's still been the prophet. I don't know how many here your life was changed by Kim. Receive prophetic words. I got my hand up. This is my wife. She got healed by word of knowledge through the prophet. And God gave him a gift of healing as well. When he revealed the word of knowledge, people were healed instantly. She got healed. Amen. And so we thank God for the prophet. And I want to remind you today that God's word shall come to pass. Somebody say amen. And so I thought, let me put a clip together because most of you don't know who Kim is. And I asked Pastor Jimmy, because as I said, he started by Pastor Jimmy before he came here. I asked Pastor Jimmy, I spoke to him this week, said, Pastor Jimmy, just say something about Kim, because I don't know if you know this, but Kim's mother lives in PE. She still goes to Pastor Jimmy Crompton's church. Amen. And so I asked him to just put something together, say something to us. And then I went and I just found a few clips of some prophecies that he have. And some of them, 2013, he was already prophesying who would be president. And so I'll show you that. And I just want you to see what it means when a prophet speaks by the word of wisdom. And so you speak. And I don't know if you know that, but Hillary Clinton was actually a spiritist medium. I don't know how many of you know that. And, you know, Pastor Fred used to say that wicked woman must not get in. Discerning the spirit. Amen. Because they'll tell you all kinds of things. Oh, I'm for the woman. Oh, but meantime, you got a knife in your back. Amen. That we, the church, we affect our country. You know, when I look at that, I realize that God is in charge. The king's heart is in God's hands. And in Jesus' name, we decree that righteousness shall exalt this nation. Hallelujah. That God would watch over us, that those who determine evil in their hearts shall be put aside, and God will fulfill his purposes. Hallelujah. God said, if my people humble themselves and pray, amen, seek God, repent of their wicked ways, I will heal their land. Come on now. South Africa is not going down. South Africa is going up. We're going to see prosperity. We're going to see blessing. We're going to see the hand of God in our nation. The Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And we decree he is our Lord. In Jesus' name, we cancel every bone that was thrown in our government. I don't care what witchcraft was done. It shall have no power because we, the church, stand in this nation. And we decree in Jesus' name, his kingdom shall come. This nation shall be saved. Somebody say amen. We rebuke every wicked spirit. Come on now. We stand against that foul devils in Jesus' name. Corruption will not overtake us. Division and racism will not raise its head in this nation again. Come on now, it's time for the church to arise and declare the name of the Lord. Somebody say amen. Amen. It shall be done. I remember standing in a meeting when Prophet Kim Clement spoke of the day that the rand shall be 3 rand to a dollar. I don't know how many of you remember that. No matter what happens, God will turn it around. Because God's counsels are eternal. His purposes are set forever. You look at me like that. How did he know in 2013? Donald wasn't even running it. He called him by name. God knows. Amen. And I want to tell you today, God knows your life. He knows what is planned for you. Hallelujah. No matter what the enemy has done, God's counsels will stand. Believe the word of the Lord and you'll be established. Hallelujah. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. Everybody lift your hands and say, I believe the prophet. I believe the word of God. And in Jesus' name, we shall prosper. Amen. Amen. You know what? I feel we need to just pray for our government. Come, Brother Benji, come start leading. And for the police, our government, our police, all those in authority. Come on now. God's going to raise righteous men. We establish in Jesus' name. He's going to put Daniels in our government. He's going to raise up Josephs. He's going to put the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's in places of authority. Somebody say amen. Come on, let's stand. Let's pray. Let's pray. Come, Brother Benji.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you. So please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.